Farmer's Calendar for December 2016. A few weeks before Christmas, I found a dead star-nosed mole near our pond. A little bigger than an ordinary mole, it has an uncanny star-shaped nose. Circling the tip are 22 hairless tentacles that serve as the mole's primary sensory organ. Like other moles, it has weak eyesight, which is not much use below ground. Its nose, though, is covered with 25,000 sensory receptors called Eimer's organs, which make it 6 times more sensitive than the human hand. Underground, the tentacles whirl around, touching objects near the mole with an astounding swiftness, 12 objects per second. In a quarter of a second, the mole can identify an object, decide if it's prey, worms mostly, and eat it. Half the mole's brain is devoted to processing this information. It literally thinks with its nose. This mole also hunts underwater by smell. Its stellar nostrils emit tiny bubbles, 5 to 10 per second, that pick up scent molecules. These the mole inhales. Not until this was discovered did scientists believe that mammals could smell underwater. I walked home that day contemplating the magnificent weirdness of nature. And the Magi, those ancient astronomers, who also found their way through the darkness by following a star.